AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Prairie Land Partners, John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this first full week of 2023. January 2 is here. Glad you are too. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia City Communications Manager Christine Johnson. Christine, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. How was your New Year's weekend?
Wonderful and relaxing. How was yours?
Good. Very good. And, you know, kind of an exciting time here for the city of Emporia, because we've had a website in place now for a long period of time with kind of the format that a lot of people have. I want to say this goes back at least a decade, but the way it sounds today, brand new website, brand new design, and brand new features.
Yes, we are very excited to roll out a new mobile responsive version of our website that hopefully offers community members an easier way to access information and contact for the city.
All right, so what might be the biggest difference we see when we log on, Christine?
I think one of the first things you'll find is that the website is mobile responsive, and it's available on your desktop, your smartphone, your tablet. It's going to be much easier to navigate.
Why was that so important now? Or I guess maybe the question comes up here is how difficult was the previous website to navigate, and really how can you see that new mobile-friendly process here as you work your way through the new layout and new design?
Well, I think anyone that had navigated the design before would find that it wouldn't respond to your mobile device. And we all know that most people are getting online on their phone. They carry it everywhere, and that's where we wanted their information to be easily accessed.
Now, Christine, it appears this website offers ADA compliance certification. What does that mean?
That means that the website is going to be able to have multiple languages, and it's also going to be able to adhere to the screen readers. Anyone that is has any disabilities with vision are going to be able to access the same information the same way any other resident would be able to.
You know, one of the other things, well, actually several other things that come up here with the new website is the possibility to report concerns, and the way it appears, you can do that right to the department, so whatever concerns you have can be addressed as quickly as possible.
Very much so. So report a concern button is on the home page, and when residents click on that, they'll be redirected to our new report a concern app through Brightly. These issues are things like park requests, city sewer requests, trash pickup requests. Those things are going to be directly sent to those departments and create a workflow. So if you sign in to that report a concern app, residents are going to be able to be updated to those concerns as they move through the workflow.
This looks like it doesn't affect the police department, though, correct?
Correct. Not at this time.
Okay. What about city commission meetings that have been live on Facebook? Will that be redirected?
City commission meetings are now going to be live on the website. You will still be able to access it on Facebook through a link, but it will be on our website, because then it will be connected to the agenda. So when people go through the agenda after the live, they'll be able to click on a certain part of it, and it'll take them directly to that portion of the meeting on the recorded video.
Is that something that's been requested, I guess, by either city staffers, city commissioners, or just the general public? Or is that just one of those features that, just kind of came in as the development process unfolded?
Well, as the development process unfolded, we already had Civic Clerk, which was another application that Civic Plus offered. And so we just connected Civic Clerk, which was our agenda app, and then it connected to Civic Engage, which is our website platform. So it was really just a happy coincidence that they worked together.
Well, a lot of features offered launching today, the City of Emporia new website. And I understand, too, Christine, again, we're talking with Emporia City Communications Manager Christine Johnson on our primetime newsmaker at 7:25. What about the Notify Me feature? What does that entail?
Notify Me is a feature on the new website that people will be able to sign up for email and SMS messages to any portion of the website. That includes the calendar and news releases. This is the city post. So anytime there's a change to those sections that they sign up for, they'll be notified, whether it be through email or text message.
And that's separate but related to the Code Red alerts that came online here just a couple of months ago.
That is separate. Notify Me is directly through the website. So that only affects things that are on the site that are changed or added, like calendar events or news releases. But the Code Red is something that is sent out directly from the city office.
Well, there's a lot that goes into creating, designing, and working out the kinks of a brand new website, especially when there are the amount of interactive features that are being offered by the City of Emporia's new website. So when did this process begin, Christine?
This process began back in July, and city staff and I have been working through for about 6 months trying to work out some of the kinks. We understand that there's still going to be a few to work out. We're going to watch the analytics and see how people are using the site to make sure that we're optimizing it every 6 months to make sure that that mapping is working and people are getting the information they need.
You know, Christine, one of the things that we haven't mentioned is that this also involves a new URL for folks. It's a little different and a little shorter for folks. It's I think it used to be emporia-kansas.gov. Now you go to emporiaks.gov. And maybe talk a little bit about the rationale behind that particular change, other than just simply to separate from the prior model.
Well, aside from being separate, it is shorter. It's easier to remember, but it does also follow the state guidelines for municipalities.
Easy enough. Sounds good. Well, Christine, anything else that you wanted to bring up here specifically about the website today that folks want to know or need to know here as the new website goes live?
We just want residents to make sure to visit our new site, emporiaks.gov, and really get in there, move around, find information that you need, and if there's something that you can't find or find it hard to navigate, then definitely let us know. Email us at emporiainfo@emporiaks.gov. We want to make this new transition to a new communication method optimal for community members.
Sounds good. Well, Christine, anything else you want to bring up here about any other city matters at this point in time, or is that pretty much all we want to go through is just the website here today?
Just the website. We're excited to launch a new information source for residents.
Outstanding. Christine, thanks so much for joining us. Please keep us posted on City Matters, and thanks again here for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Emporia City Communications Manager Christine Johnson on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker segments every weekday morning around 7:20, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Only date that we have this week that's open is Wednesday. Tomorrow we'll have Mickey Edwards and Joel Spotswood joining us as we update the process for restoring services through the Plum Place Agency.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, 728, 42 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know things are changing in today's car buying process.